Hello and welcome to the Cold War Minute. I'm your host, David Guerra. Today is April 5th, and on this day in Cold War history in 1946, Soviet troops leave the island of Bornholm, Denmark after an 11-month occupation. In 1951, Ethel and Julius Rosenberg are sentenced to death for performing espionage for the Soviet Union. In 1955, Winston Churchill resigns as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom amid indications of failing health. In 1956, Fidel Castro declares himself at war with the president of Cuba. In 1958, an underwater threat to navigation in the Seymour Narrows in Canada, known as Ripple Rock, is destroyed in one of the largest non-nuclear-controlled explosions of all time. In 1969, massive anti-war demonstrations occur in many United States cities. In 1976, in the People's Republic of China, the April 5th movement leads to the Tiananmen incident. And on this day in 1986, three people, of which two were U.S. Army soldiers stationed with the U.S. Army's Berlin Brigade, are killed in the Libyan-backed bombing of the La Belle Disco in West Berlin, Germany. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, April 5th. I am David Guerra. Until tomorrow, goodbye.